will be speaking from a religious perspective and on a religious platform, using our religious authority to speak to the consciences of those concerned, to recognize human life as a gift from God. And we hope that the outcome of our meeting will touch the consciences of those concerned.
How much influence do you think that the church or any group from the region have on the level of violence that is going on?
We do not count very much on our influence. We count very much on our consciences that are supposed to speak out against anything that has to do with human life and to be the voice of the voiceless. Those that have the ears will hear us, and we do not care whether we create an impact or not, because it is our religious obligation to do just what we'll do on Wednesday.
I am sure you have seen the video of this young woman who was brutally killed. We spoke with the Ambazonia spokesperson, Chris Anu, told us that the so-called interim government was investigating the circumstances of the killing of this young woman. What do you all know in terms of who carried out this killing?
I do not care to know who carried out the killings. My interest is that human life has been violated. A young lady, harmless and armless, has been brutalized to death, and that is my preoccupation. And so whoever it is that has done it, we are very sure that our meeting will speak to those consciences, because it is a deplorable act that any normal human being should not carry out.
Of course, when you speak to the separatists, they say that their movement is about bringing independence to the Anglophone region. How do people on the ground see this movement?
I think the whole concept of the movement has been defeated, because now the target is the common man on the street. I think as a religious leader, my concern is with the human life and the well-being of the common man on the street. If you evaluate the situation in which people are going through, those in the bushes, those displaced from their comfort zones, those in refugee camps in Nigeria, I wonder whether that is the kind of rulership they would want to give their own people, whether that is the kind of life they want to give their people.